Welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess, and thanks so much for tuning in. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friends. How are you? I am doing fantastic. And let me tell you why. It is the most gorgeous day here in Colorado. Picture this: bright blue skies, literally not a cloud in the sky. And in the backdrop are these beautiful mountains that still have snow on them. And it's about 72, 73 degrees with a little bit of a crisp breeze. Spring has finally sprung here in Colorado. It's really hard not to feel amazing when the weather's so beautiful outside. But I do know that there have been times in my life when I could have been in a lavender field in the south of France and felt like my life was completely out of control, which is what we're going to talk about today. 6 reasons why an elegant woman rarely feels out of control. Diana Vreeland, who I loved, has a quote that says, "The only real elegance is in the mind. If you've got that, the rest really comes from it." So let me ask you, do you know of a woman who is able to remain calm, cool, and collected under the most stressful of situations? You know, these days I find that she's such a rare bird when most of the world is running around full of worry and stress and overwhelm. And it makes us wonder, how does she do it? What does she possess that eludes so many? Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's elegance. The word elegance can turn some people off, as it's often associated with haughty arrogance and pink frilly dresses with pearls. If that's your definition of elegance, then no wonder it may turn you off. Who wants to be snooty, higher than thou, and wear pearls and pink every day? Probably not you, definitely not me. You know, this reminds me of what Karl Lagerfeld said about elegance. "The elegance is as physical, as moral quality that has nothing common with the clothing. You can see a country woman more elegant than one so-called elegant woman." Elegance runs so much deeper than how you dress or even how you bear yourself in the world. Elegance is a state of mind. And an elegant mind is clear and confident. It doesn't create unnecessary drama, chaos, excess, or vulgarity. It's focused and determined and intentional, which is why an elegant woman rarely feels out of control. As someone who has spent years feeling out of control, I began to investigate these aspirational women. I wanted to know how they thought, behaved, and saw the world. What I found are 6 ways these fabulous women embody an elegant state of mind. Are you ready? Number 1, they know what's important. What's most important to you right now? I often ask my clients this question, and they begin to rattle off so many things that it's no wonder why they feel torn and scattered. If everything is important, nothing truly is. To feel in control of our lives, we must be able to identify what's deeply important to us today, this month, and this year. As one lady told me, "It's scary to decide." I asked her why. "Because I cut off all other options," she confessed. And that, my friend, is the point. The word decision literally means to cut off. When you cut things off, they are no longer an option. But in a world where we are bombarded with so many decisions every day, from the brand of toothpaste we're going to buy to where we go to dinner, taking options off the table clears up more space to live a more fulfilling life. My mantra these days is less, but better. So let me ask you, what is most important to you right now? Number 2, they don't get into other people's business. I love this one, and let me tell you, this has saved me so much of my peace of mind. Let me explain. Byron Katie, who I love, she wrote the book Loving What Is. I was going to say The Work, but that's the name of her school, but Loving What Is. And she says that there are 3 kinds of business: yours, theirs, and God's. So let me break it down for you. What people think of you, it's not your business. That's theirs. What you think of you, that's on you, my friend. That's your business. What you think of them, that's your business too. What they are doing tonight, that's none of your business. That is their business. What you're doing, that's yours. And that delayed flight, that's not yours or theirs. That's God's. All you can ever control are the thoughts in your head, nothing else. If you base your feelings of control on other people, good luck. Chances are you are going to be highly disappointed. Take my friend Jackie, for example. She was actually a client and friend. She came to me for coaching because she suffered from extreme social anxiety and subsequent self-criticism every time she walked into a room. It was literally a debilitating issue for her. And when we started peeking into her mind was consumed with questions and thoughts such as, what do they think of me? Do they think that my dress is too tight? Will they like me? What if they think I'm stupid? During one of our private calls, I pointed out to Jackie, you love getting into other people's business. And she was like, what? I do not. And when I showed her how she was trying to find relief by figuring out other people's thoughts and how impossible that was, and even on top of that, how what she was actually doing was projecting how she feels about herself and other people onto them, she laughed. And she said, I never saw my behavior as being in other people's business. And as I told her, every time you try to figure out what another person is thinking, you are all up in their business. As Jackie began to see how she spent more time in other people's business than in her own, she began to understand why she was so anxious around others. And I love this. She emailed me an update recently and she said, it's a miracle. I no longer feel overwhelmed with social situations. In fact, I love going out now. A friend just told me I was the belle of the ball at a recent business function. I guess staying in your own business also makes you more magnetic. Absolutely. The more you stay in your business, the more control you'll have over your own life. So let me ask you, whose business do you need to get out of? Number 3. Elegant women practice discipline. When it comes to discipline, I have found that there are two kinds of people. Those who see it as taking away their freedom, and then those who see it as the path to freedom. The elegant lady, of course, falls into the second group. The root word of discipline is disciple. A disciple is a follower or student of a leader. So think of it this way. The elegant woman is both the leader and the follower of herself, meaning she creates her own rules and standards, and then she creates the discipline to follow them. That is the disciple part of her. Her real discipline actually is to feel good. Thoughts become things, people. Remember that. Thoughts become things. So the elegant woman is extremely disciplined about what thoughts she focuses on and what she decides to believe about herself and the world. The core practice of discipline is to manage your mind, because if you don't, it's like a toddler running around with a loaded gun. It's innocent, yet it's very dangerous. It's just when you don't manage your mind, it will just go crazy, because that's just what the mind does. It's rooted in oftentimes fear and stress and worry. So the more disciplined you can be in managing your mind, the more in control you will feel over your life. So let me ask you, where are you needing more discipline in your life? Number 4, elegant women schedule what matters. My belief is this: if it matters, you schedule it. An elegant woman knows that her projects, tasks, and appointments belong in her calendar, not floating around in her head. Not scheduling your life is a recipe for chaos, and take it from someone who knows. I used to have this belief that I wanted to be a free bird. And if I followed a schedule, then I was taking away my freedom, going back to the previous point about practicing discipline. And yet, my life felt so out of control. It felt so far away from being free. And when I started to schedule what really matters, it changed everything. And not scheduling, it just leaves a woman feeling scattered and overwhelmed. And because of number one, when a woman knows what's important, she understands what she wants to accomplish in her life. She then just breaks it down into doable steps and she puts it in her schedule. For example, let's say you decide to learn French. Here's how you would approach it. First of all, you would schedule the time to research a French tutor, class, or books, whatever methodology you choose. And then based on those findings from your research, you would then schedule the time to attend the class, read the books, and study. It would go on your calendar. And once it's in your calendar, your only job is to then show up for yourself. And this requires that you practice number three, discipline. So what needs to be scheduled in your life? Number five, elegant women don't create negative drama. Now, just last week, I had one of those days that did not go as planned. In addition, I received an email that made my stomach sink. And then I remembered what elegant women know. There are facts, then there's drama. Elegant women tend to stick with the facts most of the time of a situation instead of spinning into a full-blown drama queen attack by letting their minds run wild. Remember, toddler with a loaded gun. So, do you know the difference between facts and drama? So, I weigh 180 pounds is a fact. You can prove it. You can get on the scale and see the number. I am fat and out of control is drama. That is an opinion. That is not a fact. If I create drama in my life, one thing that I have decided is I want it to be a fabulous one, not a negative one. So when my day felt like it was whirling out of control, I got back to the facts. I looked at the reality of the situation and I began to tell myself things like, you just need to contact your accountant. You can handle this. You're a smart woman. You'll figure it out. Then I wrote down the steps that I needed to take. And then I put them on my calendar and I got on with my day, knowing that I only have control over my thoughts, my emotions, and my actions. Everything else is not my business. Going back to point number two, elegant women stay in their business. So let me ask you, where are you creating negative drama in your life? Number six, elegant women are not afraid to say no. Coco Chanel said, elegance is refusal. An elegant woman maintains control of her life because she frequently refuses invitations, requests, and other demands that don't fit into what she deems important in her own life. Remember number one, elegant women know their priorities. She understands that this may upset some people, but she doesn't make it her job to manage other people's emotions. Remember number two, that's their business. Because she's driven by simplicity and meaning, she knows that overloading her life with excess is a recipe for feeling out of control. For this reason, she practices the no a lot. So let me ask you, what currently needs to be a no in your life? Now, there is a reason why in the title of this podcast, I wrote, rarely. Six reasons why an elegant woman rarely feels out of control. Because here's the truth. Even elegant women have those days when they feel like things are falling apart, they fly off the handle, and they melt into a puddle of drama. Sometimes they react with a yes when what they really wanted to say was a no. Occasionally they say screw the schedule and they go and just do something else. At times they get all up in other people's business. Periodically, everything may seem important to them. And every so often, they get pissed off and they have a rant. To keep it together all of the time is too much pressure for any woman, and not elegant at all, actually. I definitely have my not-so-elegant moments. So, if you have one of those days, remember this. You're human. Life is sometimes difficult. It's okay to feel whatever is present for you. Ease up on yourself. Then come back, listen to this podcast, and get yourself back into the driver's seat of your life. And if you are looking for additional support in living more elegantly, stylishly, and passionately, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and join the community. We are always having a good time. We believe that life is to be lived well and artfully. Have a beautiful day, and I will talk with you soon. Cheers. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the French Kiss Life podcast in iTunes and share it with your friends. And if you want to be notified of other good stuff that we always have just around the corner, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and get yourself on the list. I so appreciate you tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the near future. Cheers.